Welcome once again to Leto's Law. Here's Steve Leto.
Let's talk about the left lane, shall we? David sent me notes and Steve, Arkansas is passing a law about drivers in the left lane. We're talking about when there's several lanes of traffic going one direction and people hang out in the left lane as if it's just a place they'd like to, you know, spend some time in, but not in a hurry to go anyplace. And this is true in all 50 states, but the law will vary from state to state. Some states have already got laws on this, some states don't. Some states have got laws, but they're not enforced. So the new Arkansas law targets left lane drivers. And by the way, occasionally I may refer to that as the fast lane. And I've had people get really angry when I say that. They go, it's not the fast lane, it's the left lane, or it's the passing lane. And there are things in this world that can have more than one name. And if it's the passing lane, you can only pass if you're going faster than that which you are passing. They don't mean passing the other direction, okay? So if you are passing, you are going faster, so it would be the fast lane. But I digress. A new law cracking down on driving in the left-hand lane on highways and interstates is now in effect. This is from 5newsonline.com. Bailey Devane wrote it. If you're about to take a trip on the interstate in Arkansas, don't spend too much time riding in the left lane. Otherwise, you could get pulled over. A new Arkansas law is cracking down on vehicles impeding the left-hand lane. So it's Act 1090 in Arkansas. It says a vehicle shall not be driven upon the left lane of a multi-lane highway with a few exceptions. The previous law stated that vehicles could not stay in the left lane of a multi-lane highway whenever it impedes traffic flow. Now, cars are banned from driving in the left lane altogether unless they overtake and pass another vehicle. So theoretically, if you are the only car on the road in Arkansas and it's two lanes going one way, if you are traveling in the left lane all by yourself with no other cars in sight, you could be ticketed. In theory. The law allows for left lane travel if all other lanes are closed to traffic, if the right lane has unsafe road conditions you're avoiding, or if you are preparing to exit from the left lane. If there actually happens to be something like it's a one-way road and there's two lanes and you're in this lane and there actually is an exit on the left. Arkansas State Police are the ones who push for this law. They say it will improve driving conditions and help people stay safe on the roads. A trooper named George Enke says he has clocked vehicles going 20 miles under the speed limit in the left lane, backing up traffic for miles. Traffic would be the left lane going under the speed limit, clogging up traffic and causing things like congestion, road rage, and crashes, he said. This law hopes to alleviate some of those problems. And I like the fact that he says that the law actually has hope. This law hopes. A senator named Greg Leading helped introduce the law. He says people will have the option to drive in the left-hand lane if road conditions in the right-hand lane are unsafe. Some people say there are stretches of highway in Arkansas where the right lane is simply too rough, Letting told 5 News. Fortunately, the new law allows for people to drive in the left lane if the other lanes are in disrepair or if it's going to cause trouble. Some places like Michigan, we're not specific. The bad road could be in any lane. So state troopers say they'll take the next few weeks to try and educate the public about this new law and try not to give out too many tickets until ample time has passed so people can learn about the law. Arkansas State Police also do not encourage speeding. Just thought they'd throw that in there as a public service announcement. But generally speaking, let's talk about the typical example of I-75 northbound in Michigan. Most of it is two lanes going this way, two lanes going this way. And you're driving along and there's people in the right-hand lane doing the speed limit or close to it. Or you come upon somebody who's trailing some gigantic RV, okay? And they're going a little bit too slow. So you want to go around them, but there's someone driving right next to them at the exact same speed. And they do that for miles, miles and miles and miles. Person in the left-hand lane is breaking the law because they are not overtaking and passing the car that is next to them. So if you find yourself in the left lane and you are not passing anybody, you are generally breaking the law, except that if there is heavy traffic and the traffic is so heavy that both lanes or all lanes, if it's three lanes, are filled with cars. That'll happen on busy weekends, right? So that's actually an exception in Michigan. By the way, I'm not making this stuff up. So if you want to look this up, it's MCL 257.634. MCL 257.634. Go ahead, look that up. If you Google that, you're going to get the statute on left-hand lane usage. So what they talk about in Michigan, for instance, the law says that you shall drive on the right, but you may use the left lane when overtaking or passing another vehicle. And you'll notice that the shall is mandatory. So if you are on the road all by yourself, right lane, you shall drive on the right. A police officer in Michigan could see you driving in the left lane at 3 o'clock in the morning with no one else on the road and pull you over. Do you know why I pulled you over? No, I don't. You were driving in the left lane. No one else is out here. Doesn't matter. The law says you shall drive on the right. You may being permissive, you may use the left lane when overtaking or passing another vehicle. But generally speaking, except in heavy traffic conditions or if there's damage to the roadway, okay? Generally speaking, you only use the left lane to pass and overtake. Once you pass and overtake, you get to the right. So just because you got ahead of people doesn't mean you can stay there. So again, that's what the left lane is for. So again, this will vary from state to state. What you might want to do is that you can look this up in your state by looking up left lane traffic in the state. So in my case, I looked up Michigan left lane traffic and I got this statute. If you look up Arkansas left lane traffic, you're going to find the statute I just talked about, which is Act 1090. And again, it's going to say stay to the right, drive on the right, but you can get out to pass and overtake somebody. Once you pass and overtake, get back to the right. Get back to the right. And of course, if the road is unsafe to travel, or if it's really, really congested to the point where both lanes are being used simply because that's how much traffic is out there, you can get away with this. But we've all been on the road when somebody is just up there dawdling, lollygagging, just dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, completely unaware of the fact that there are other people on the road who can't get around them. And I've seen this happen before. And it depends what kind of car you're driving. If you're driving an SUV, you can often get a better view of what's happening around you. If you're in a lower vehicle and there's a lot of SUVs around you, you can't see nothing, okay? And it's always very annoying when you come to a point in the road where, like, say the road goes like this and it drops down and curves around and you can suddenly see for miles ahead of you. I can see for miles and miles. And you can see that, oh, it's just some idiot up there driving too slow next to an RV. They're not overtaking. They're not passing. They're just causing a monster traffic jam. And if they simply were to get over, it would relieve this entire thing. And so it's a law that I think is probably rarely enforced. But some states apparently just got the law or got it reworked in some way. So hopefully this means that in Arkansas, you won't have this problem as much as you had in the past. In Michigan, like I said, it's been in the books for years. And every time I take a long trip on the highway, I encounter this. And not too long ago, I drove down to Atlanta from Michigan, drove through several states. And you always encounter this, you know, even, you know, doesn't matter what state you're in. You're driving along us and you realize, it's like, why am I going so slow? And it's just because there's someone up there who didn't get the memo, as they say. So David sent me the story from 5newsonline.com and Bailey Devane wrote it. But there is now specifically a new Arkansas law that targets left lane drivers and limits what you are legally allowed to be doing in the left lane. So you should be passing and overtaking, but otherwise, get to the right. There you go. Questions or comments? Put them below. This. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Thank you for watching Leto's Law. He who seeks rest finds boredom. He who seeks work finds rest.